Bukan kau tara yang punya. Kita siap susah sarangin dia.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck in the Sunda Strait southwest of Tanggamus, Lampung, Indonesia on Wednesday morning. As quoted by RRI.co.id, the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency stated, the earthquake occurred at 6:50 a.m. Western Indonesia time at a depth of 47 kilometers. The agency confirmed the quake originated from the subduction activity of the Indo-Australian plate. It confirmed that the earthquake didn't have potential to cause a tsunami. Pintrako Sekuritas analyst Ratna Lim projects Jakarta Composite Index has potential to rebound in Wednesday's trading, with the main sentiment coming from the global level. The main sentiment stems from developments in reciprocal tariff negotiations between the United States and its trading partners, including Indonesia, which have been extended until August 1, 2025. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back. Kulihat lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Hey, hey. Lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Hey, hey.
This is me, now tell me, when you gonna get me back?
bumimu dari atas sampai hati, tak perlu ku ragu dari hati sampai kaki.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Nabila Taqiya. Nabila Taqiya was born on November 21, 2005 in Banda Aceh, began to be known since she became the runner-up of Indonesian Idol Season 12. At the beginning of her career in the music industry, Nabila released a winning song entitled Menghargai Kata Rindu, or Appreciate the Words Missing You. Now she is back with a single, Terpatah Terluka, or Torn in Pain, which was released on October 18, 2024. This song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Arsy Widianto, who are known for their romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single by Nabila Taqiya, entitled Terpatah Terluka.
Namun aku takkan
every year, hundreds of thousands of Indonesian pilgrims perform the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. But before their departure, they must first follow or receive guidance on Hajj and Hajj ritual simulation in Indonesia. What is it like and how's the process? Hilman Latif, Director General of Hajj and Umrah of the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, has his response.
Alhamdulillah, until now we have been supported by different supporting groups to deal with the diversity of the pilgrims. First, for example, our effort is to invite the Hajj mission members and the staff from different regions. So every province proposes staffs to be part of the Indonesian Hajj missions. Office of the Ministry of Religious Affairs, district level even, have selected and sent their staff to be part of the Indonesian Hajj mission. Secondly, we are fortunate that in Indonesia, we have a lot of Indonesian Manasik groups or yes. KBIHU, Kelompok Bimbingan Ibadah Haji and Umrah. We have been kindly supported by the engagement, deep involvement of Indonesian Hajj Manasik groups that spread all over the regions of Indonesia that closely interact with the pilgrims and intensely educates the potential pilgrims about Hajj rituals, about the Saudi culture, the situation that pilgrims will cope during the Hajj and so forth and so on. So this is a very helpful situation for Indonesia, especially for the government, because a lot of parties participate to underpin the operation of Hajj in the country.
Well, listener, get the details on VOI Talk Serving Pilgrims, Shaping Policy, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners still looking for destinations to go in Indonesia, why don't we visit Jambi, a province rich in natural beauty, history, and Malay culture on Sumatra Island. With its capital also named Jambi, the province is known as the location of Muaro Jambi Temple, one of the largest archaeological sites in Southeast Asia, and serves as a gateway to explore natural beauty of Mount Kerinci and its surrounding areas. One of the main attractions in Jambi is, like what I said, Muaro Jambi Temple, a temple complex from the Sriwijaya Kingdom, which is one of the oldest cultural heritage sites in Indonesia. This site offers a peaceful atmosphere and is rich in historical significance. For those who want to enjoy nature, you can visit Kerinci Seblat National Park, home to Mount Kerinci, the highest mountain in Sumatra. Where to shop and eat? Jambi has unique local cuisine that you must try, such as gulai ikan patin, which is a coconut milk-based dish with a savory flavor that is a local favorite. Do not miss tempoya, a dish made from fermented durian cooked with fish, offering a distinctive taste found only in Sumatra. For souvenirs, you can buy Jambi batik, known for its unique Malay motifs. You can visit traditional markets in Jambi to find handcrafted items, local snacks, like a delicious local coffee. For more details, you can visit the website of indonesia.travel, indonesia.travel, and search Jambi, J-A-M-B-I, on Sumatra Island.
Hari ini kau pergi, meninggalkan diriku. Semua begitu saja terjadi dan takkan kembali. Sungguh ku tak berdaya jika harus tanpamu menghabiskan waktuku jelajahi dunia. Dirimu laksana surgaku, tempat ku mencurahkan segala rasa cinta suci yang tulus di dalam batinku. Tiada yang mampu gantikan titahmu di hatiku. Menyejukkan seluruh jiwa, melebur ke dasar sukmaku. Haruskah ku berpasrah hadapi semua ini, mencoba memulainya kembali dengan harap pasti. Namun kadang raguku mengusik damai hati, membawa kebimbangan dengan arah tak pasti. Dirimu laksana surgaku, tempat ku mencurahkan segala rasa cinta suci yang tulus di dalam batinku. Tiada yang mampu gantikan titahmu di hatiku. Menyejukkan seluruh jiwa, menebur ke dasar sukmaku. Adakah di benakmu seberkas selarasa, meskipun semu semata ringankan kesedihan. Laksana surgaku, tempat ku mencurahkan segala rasa cinta suci yang tulus di dalam batinku. Tiada yang mampu gantikan titahmu di hatiku. Menyejukkan seluruh jiwa, melebur ke dasar sukmaku. Laksana surgaku, tempat ku mencurahkan, menyejukkan seluruh jiwa, melebur ke dasar sukmaku.
Tahu genjrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu genjrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's the quote of the day.
Of Indonesia. VOR. The Today Sound.
asa dalam jiwa.
Oh, hilangkanlah semua resahmu.
Bersama kita gembira.
Tercipta suasana ceria di hari ini.
Kau ada,
kau ada,
ku ada,
kau ada.
Bersama kita bernyanyi.
Satukanlah rasa, tertawa bahagia.
Gonna have a good time, good time.
Hadirkan suka dan semangatmu.
We're gonna have a good time, good time.
Satukan rasa kita bahagia.
Gonna have a good time, good time.
Hadirkan suka semangatmu.
We're gonna have a good time, good time.
Satukan rasa kita bahagia.
We will have a good time.
We're gonna have a good time.
We will have a good, good time.
Kau dan aku berhenti sejenak.
Jangan kau henti dulu.
Listener, Kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by penghit. At a glance, Kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Lintang consists of 9 types, namely Loai or bass, Sela or cello, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaisa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inatawang melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pads. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. sandiwarakah selama ini? Setelah sekian lama kita telah bersama, inikah akhir cerita cinta yang selalu aku banggakan di depan mereka? Entah di mana ku sembunyikan rasa malu. Kini harus aku lewati sepi hariku tanpa dirimu lagi. Biarkan
selalu menyinarimu dan menghapus rasa rindumu yang pilu.
Aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi apa yang kau impikan. Tapi ku tak bisa menjadi menyejukkan jiwamu yang akan memasuk hatimu yang layu.
Aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
kala mentari terbenam di ufuk barat. Di saat itulah dingin rindu selimuti keindahan senyuman dari lesung pipi itu. Menikmati imaji bersamamu. Maka terimalah diriku, kita akan bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Sadar diriku tak seindah lagu indie yang selalu kau dengar meracuni telingamu. Ku pastikan ini bukan tentang saja dan larang sahaja mewarnai duniaku. Maka
today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cook and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih, pane pane ulam ke jering mudo. Rasa